Champ, seems like every week you go against a number one receiver. A lot of times they're your size, if not bigger. Steve Smith definitely isn't. What kind of challenges does he present?
He plays bigger than he is, so he's really no different. Because when the ball's up, he goes up like he's 6'4". He runs the ball like he's 220. So he's no different. And the guy's he's been amazing for the last 10, 12 years or whatever it's been. And, you know, he's a special talent, and he hasn't fallen off at all.
You guys have missed each other the last couple of times you played the Panthers, but you have to go back to 03, right? When you were the Redskins.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you remember about that?
Well, he was tough. I don't remember exactly how that game went, but he was tough. I mean, he was pretty much coming into his own at that point, making a name for himself, and so was I. And he's one of those guys, man, you just cannot sleep on him. I don't care how small he is. You know, he will make you look bad.
What did you guys learn about when the Broncos were running that read option last year that can help you prepare for Cam and those guys this week?
Simple, do your job. Because once you try to do someone else's job, that's when the big runs take place. You know, watching tape of a couple teams, you know, one guy has the quarterback, one guy has the pitch. Both of them played the pitch, quarterback goes 40 yards. I mean, you just have to do your job.
Sean talks about the maturation of Raheem, the player he was last year to where he is now.
You know, I really felt bad for any rookie that came in last year. You know, it was tough because you had to lock out. You're trying to get to know your teammates, you know, your coaches, and they were thrown right in the fire. So, I mean, that had to be tough, and I don't think he ever got comfortable last year. Now he knows his teammates and knows defense, and you could just see him playing with a lot more confidence.
And he's worked his butt off too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's one of the hardest workers on the team, so that definitely pays off.
Is Cam having a sophomore slump, you think, Cam Newton?
I wouldn't say a slump. I think for quarterbacks mostly, whether you struggle your rookie year or your second year, you're gonna struggle at some point. And you know, it's just how he responds. You know, and I know at some point he's going to start getting it and making things click for him. You know, he's a special talent, so I don't expect him to not play well this week because I know he's capable of it.
You were over there in Hawaii, though, with Vaughn mm-hmm. and Cam Newton. What stands out about the two of those guys when you kind of look at them together as the number one and number two pick?
Well, they're freaky athletes, for one. You know, well, Cam speaks for himself. You see what he does. Nobody could do that. And Vaughn, I mean, who comes in as a rookie and has as many sacks and his presence be felt like that? Not a lot of people could do that.
So when you look at that matchup this weekend of Cam mm-hmm. or Vaughn rushing against Cam, you're going to take your guy? I mean, that's kind of speed.
Absolutely.
Speed.
I'm always take my guy.
You talk about Cam, but how unique is he and what makes him different from other quarterbacks?
Well, just his threat. I mean, he's big, for one, and when he runs, he's hard to get down. You know, he'll make you look stupid. And he has a cannon, so you combine all that, it's like a bigger version of Michael Vick, you know, but I think he's even got a better upside than Michael Vick.
Is there much you can take from last year seeing that zone read in practice that you can apply this year, or is it that the quarterbacks running him are so different that there's not really much you can apply?
You know, it's slightly different from what we did, but I think Cam is a bigger threat to throw than Tebow was for us, but really as simple as do your job. I mean, it's not like that it's complicated. It's just, you know, guys try to overdo things and do things they're not supposed to do, and that's where you get in trouble.
You expect to be as busy this week as you were last?
Yeah, I expect it every week, to be honest with you. I don't care who I'm playing against, matched up on or not. You know, I expect that, and if I don't get it, then I kind of understand why.
You think they might look at the film and say, well, I can have some success against Champ. What's, you know...
Yeah, I hope so, you know. I hope they always get confident by, you know, plays people make against me. But, you know, they got to pick their battles wisely, and I'm sure they will.